Well, good morning, everyone, and as always, it's a privilege to be with you.
大家好，早上好，很高兴又和大家在一起。
And today we come to the end of Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
那今天的话呢，我们就到以弗所书的最后一章了。
We spent 13 sermons working through this book, and today's will be the last.
那么这章我们一共讲了13次，那今天是最后一次。
And as you may recall, Paul began this letter by proclaiming that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
在以弗所书开始的时候呢，保罗就宣讲，就是神在基督里赐给我们各样天上属灵的福气。
And that even though we were once dead in our trespasses and sins,
那我们虽然死在过犯和罪恶里面，
following the course of this world,
随从今世的风俗，
following the prince of the power of the air,
顺服空中掌权者的首领，
following the lusts of our flesh,
放纵肉体的私欲，
God by His sheer mercy and grace made us alive together with Christ.
然而神有丰富的怜悯和他的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候呢，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And He's given us the very opposite of what we deserve.
所以他给我们的恰恰是我们应当得的相反的。
Instead of hell and the curse,
我们没有得到地狱和这个咒诅。
He's given us His blessing and eternal life.
相反的，他给了我们永生和福气。
And so in light of this, Paul tells us that we must walk worthy of the calling with which we've been called.
然后呢，保罗就告诉我们，既然蒙召的话呢，我们行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
And the word walk has been the key word for the second half of the book.
那 walk 这个词呢，直接翻译就是走路，但是实际上圣经里经常翻译成这个行事为人。这也是以弗所书第二部分的主要的这个字。
It means walking in humility and gentleness.
它意味着我们要在谦虚和温柔里面行走。
Being eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
那我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
It means walking not like the Gentiles, according to our old self.
它也指我们不要再像以前的旧人，行事为人就像外邦人一样。
But putting on our new self in Christ.
而是我们穿上在基督里的新人。
It means walking in love.
它也指我们要凭着爱心行事。
Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us.
就像基督为了我们把他舍给我们自己。
It means walking as children of light.
它也指我们行事为人当像光明的子女。
Who take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them.
啊，那些暧昧无益的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这些事的人。
And it means walking in wisdom.
它也指我们要在智慧里面行事为人。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
我们要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
All of this describes what walking worthy of the gospel looks like.
所以这一些呢，也都告诉我们这个行事为人与福音相称是什么意思。
And this is the overarching command behind what we've seen in what he says to husbands and wives.
所以当我们讲到这个保罗讲到丈夫和妻子。
To parents and children,
父母和孩子。
To slaves and masters,
这个奴隶和主人们的意思，这都是这个最后的最重要的这个诫命。
It's all about living your life in such a way that you're walking in a manner worthy of Christ.
其实呢，总结下来就是我们要过一个我们的生活和基督的这个生活相称。
But today we come to a call to stand.
那今天的话呢，保罗要呼召我们要站起来。
Three times in this final charge, Paul calls us to take a stand.
那么在这段经文里面呢，保罗有三次告诉我们要站立起来。
Verse 11, verse 13, and verse 14.
在11节、13节和14节里面。
And that's because as we strive to walk worthy of the gospel,
因为当我们努力在福音中行走的时候呢，
a barrage of assaults will come against us.
那对我们的攻击就像这个枪林弹雨似的来攻击我们。
The prince of the power of the air, whose slaves we once were.
那么我们曾经是这个空中掌权者的这个仆人和奴隶。
Wants us for his slaves again.
但是呢，他不会这个放弃我们，他会让我们继续为他工作。
And though God has given us every blessing in Christ.
那么神也曾赐给我们在基督里各样的属灵的福气。
He wants to snatch them from us.
那么神同时呢，也把我们带走。
And God has called us to take the gospel to the world.
那神也呼召我们把这个福音呢要带给全世界。
And that will be resisted.
但是这个呼召呢也有可能被抵挡。
So Paul is telling us to brace for conflict.
所以呢，保罗在这里告诉我们呢，我们要其实要希望有这样的这个抵挡。
and to be strong to stand firm.
但是同时的话呢，你要在这个啊、要站立的稳。
And in today's sermon, I have 4 points.
今天的讲道我有大概有四点。
Four things that we must do in order to stand firm in Christ.
这四点是我们必须要做到的，这样才可以在基督里站立的稳。
And point number one is this: realize you're in a battle.
那第一点的话呢，我们必须要明白，我们现在是在一场战斗里面。
Now, many of us have probably never been in an actual armed conflict.
那在座的我们啊、大部分应该没有在一个真正的这个武装冲突里面。
One of our church members just returned from a trip to Ukraine.
那我们教会的会员里面有一位刚从乌克兰回来。
Where he delivered medical supplies.
那他是帮助他们这个运载这个医疗的这个设备。
And that would certainly be a very difficult place to live right now.
那我们也可以想象出来，这个地方肯定是现在很居住起来很困难的一个地方。
I also recall a story about Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones.
还有一个就是关于一个牧师的一个故事。这个牧师叫做 Martin Lloyd-Jones.
He was a preacher in London during World War II.
那么他是二次大战中在伦敦的一个牧师。
And at one point, a bombing occurred during a service.
那么有一次敬拜的时候呢，这个德军就开始轰炸。
The building shook.
然后这个教会就开始震动。
Ceiling plaster was falling on people's heads.
那墙上的石灰也就开始掉到人的头上。
And he simply finished his prayer and then he preached a sermon.
他祷告完之后呢，他竟然把他的这个讲道给讲完了。
But you and I live every day with no real fear of bombs falling on us.
你我呢，我们生活每一天呢，我们不会有这样的害怕，就是说炸弹会掉在我们的头上。
We're not afraid of soldiers coming marching through.
我们也不怕说突然有一天啊，士兵会出现在我们面前。
When we go outside to get our mail from the mailbox, we don't have to watch out for bullets whizzing by.
那我们走到门外面，我们去邮箱里拿信，我们也不会怕说突然有子弹来打到我们身上。
But according to Ephesians 6, the spiritual reality is that we actually are living in the midst of a war.
但是根据以弗所书第六章的话呢，属灵的现实就是我们现在正在一场战斗里面。
We wrestle against rulers, authorities, cosmic powers, and spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places.
那我们是正在与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
These demonic beings hate us.
那么这些恶魔呢，他恨我们。
They wish to destroy us.
那他也希望毁掉我们。
They are constantly plotting and scheming to bring about our destruction.
他们不停地在谋划，在计谋怎样毁灭我们。
So if we don't recognize that we're in a battle,
如果我们看不到我们在一场战斗里面的话呢？
It would be like someone just strolling across a battlefield.
就像你走在一个战场上面。
Totally oblivious of the danger they're in.
啊，但是同时你不知道这些危险。
You see, we don't have the liberty of living our spiritual lives the way we live our physical lives.
所以我们也看到我们属灵的生活并没有我们在现在肉体的生活这样自由。
Just as much as the people in Ukraine.
就像在乌克兰的那些人。
Or the people in London during World War II.
或者在二次大战中住在伦敦的人。
We have to realize that we're in a battle.
所以我们必须要意识到我们是在一场征战里面。
And that brings us to the second point.
所以我们现在来讲第二点。
Which is that we must realize that this is a battle we can't win in our own strength.
我们必须要明白这场战斗呢，我们不可能用自己的能力来打赢。
You see, every battle begins with understanding your opponent.
每一场战斗我们就要需要开始要明白我们的对手。
There's an expression, never bring a knife to a gunfight.
有一个说法就是说你不要带一把小刀子去参加一场枪战。
And as we think about our spiritual battle, we have to first realize that we're facing an opponent who's superior to us in almost every way.
所以当我们面临我们属灵的征战的时候呢，我们第一点要明白的就是我们面对的这个对手呢，几乎在每个方面都比我们强大的多。
Satan and his demons are smarter than us.
这个撒旦还有他的这些魔鬼呢，肯定比我们聪明。
Stronger than us.
比我们强大。
Have more resources than us.
也比我们有更多的资源。
Look again at verse 12.
所以我们看第二十二节。
Paul says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
那我们不是与属血气的征战。
Right, not mere humans.
因为他们根本就不是人。
But against spiritual forces of great authority and power.
那我们是与这个有很大能力的属灵气的征战。
These are cosmic powers.
那这是在这个管辖这个世界的
in heavenly places.
还有天空上的这个征战。
I mean, these forces have vast control over human governments.
这些势力呢，实际上呢，对我们啊，比如说地上的这个政府控制的非常严。
Just think of the beast from Revelation.
啊，在启示录里面有一个猛兽，代表的就是这个。
These are forces we can't see.
那么这些势力呢，我们眼睛也看不到。
But they have the ability to tempt and seduce our minds and hearts.
但是呢，他们可以试探并引诱我们的心。
You know, think how quickly Adam and Eve succumbed to Satan.
我们想象一下亚当和夏娃啊，在这个伊甸园里时候，多快就屈服于这个撒旦的引诱。
Or if Satan entering Judas.
或者当这个撒旦进入犹大的心的时候呢，他就可以卖主。
And Satan's influence is so vast that he is called the prince of the power of the air.
所以呢，撒旦在我们世界里的影响是非常的大，他被称为这个空中的掌权者。
So what chance do we have in our own strength?
所以，如果我们用自己的力量来征战的话，我们有什么机会呢
？It'd be like an ant wrestling a grizzly bear.
就像你和一个灰熊在打仗，你根本就没有机会。
And you see, if we don't realize that,
如果我们意识不到这一点的话呢
？And we underestimate our opponent.
我们低估了我们的对手。
We're likely to rely on the wrong tactics.
那很可能的就是说我们会用啊这个错误的战术来对待。
You know, for example, I think of those who believe that some new evangelistic strategy will be the key to converting the world to Christ.
所以比如说有的人就觉得我们用一些新的传福音的办法我们就可以这个让这个世界来这个相信耶稣。
You know, if we're just smart and persuasive enough,
比如说我们讲道的时候我们讲得更聪明一些我们更有说服力一些
Everybody would become a Christian.
啊，这样的话每个人听到的就可以成为一个基督徒
Or maybe we think, you know, if I'm just nice and charming enough, I can avoid being persecuted.
或者我们想只要我们在生活中我们这个比如说有魅力一些我们人品更好一些这样我们就不会受到迫害
We convince ourselves that using our strength, we can somehow follow Christ and get the world to like us at the same time.
所以我们心里就觉得用我们自己的力量的话呢我们就可以啊同时跟随这个世界同时又跟随基督。
Or some Christians are drawn to practices not actually prescribed in the Bible.
啊或者呢有些基督徒呢他是用不在圣经里的这个办法来实践。
As if that were the key to growing in holiness.
仿佛这些办法呢就是他们这个啊成为这个个人更圣洁的一个最重要的办法。
For example, I met with a counselor one time who claimed, to cast demons out of Christians.
那有一次的话呢，我就是和这个人啊，就是有接触。他宣称他自己可以把这个基督徒里面的鬼给赶出来。
So if you struggle with lust, for example,
比如说我们经常和这个肉体的这个色欲，我们有 struggle 是吧
？Then you must have a demon of lust inside you.
所以你肯定有一个色欲的鬼在你心里面。
And he would cast this demon out to set you free from that sin.
所以他会把这个鬼从你身上赶出去，然后你就会这个就不会再犯这样的罪。
And so I asked him, you know, how did you come up with these practices?
啊，然后我就问他，你大概是怎么就这样来做的话呢
？You know, how did you learn all these things about demons?
你是从哪学到这些关于鬼的这些故事
？And it was only to a very limited degree that it came from the Bible.
因为圣经里面当然有记载，但是并不多。
In fact, the real substance of it was by trial and error.
那他的回答就是说，我可以试炼，我可以试。
And by talking to the demons.
然后我可以和这些鬼直接交谈。
You know, so he seemed to think that he had figured out how this worked.
所以你看，他实际上已经觉得他已经明白了这些魔鬼该怎么来工作，是吧？
And almost like he'd outsmarted the demons.
就仿佛他比这个魔鬼更聪明。
He even wrote a book about this.
他还写了一本书
called It's Only a Demon.
这岂无非就是一个鬼，这是他这个书的名字。
But my question was, how do you know you're the one figuring out the demons?
然后我就问他，你怎么知道你是啊，你明白了魔鬼怎么工作呢
？Rather than them deceiving you.
你怎么知道他们现在没有在欺骗你呢
？You know, I think for example of Joshua 8 when the men of Ai chased the Israelites.
那么在约书亚记第八章里面呢，这个埃城是个小城。当他们把以色列人啊赶走的时候呢
，They think they have them beaten.
他们以为他们把以色列人打败了。
But really, the Israelites have laid an ambush behind the city.
但实际上，以色列人在后面已经埋伏好了。
So that men of Ai just fall into their trap.
所以他们落在了一个圈套里面。
In the same way, we must not underestimate our enemy.
所以同样的话呢，我们一定不要低估我们的敌人。
Our intelligence, our ingenuity, and our strength.
那不管我们得到的情报是什么，我们有多聪明，甚至我们有多大的能力。
All of it is meaningless for this war.
我们有的这些东西呢，对他们来说一点意义都没有。
This is a battle we can only win with the grace that God supplies.
这一场战斗，我们只能用这个通过神的恩典，神供给给我们的这些东西，我们来赢，来战胜。
And that brings us to our third point, which is to put on the armor God provides.
那下面我们就到今天的第三点，就是我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
Look again at verses 10 and 11.
那么在十节和十一节里面呢？
Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And so, even though we're facing an enemy who outmatches us,
所以即使我们对待这个敌人呢，他各方面都比我们强。
God has prepared us for this fight.
但是呢，神已经为我们准备好在这个战斗。
It's about His strength and His might.
因为这场战斗呢，是关于他的大能和他的大力。
Just as Joshua told the Israelites when they were going to face enemies who were stronger, taller, and more numerous than them.
约书亚记里面，约书亚告诉以色列人，他们要面对的这个敌人呢，比他们更高，比他们更强，比他们人数更多。
Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
但是约书亚告诉他们，你当刚强壮胆啊，因为无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
And like Gideon facing the Midianites with just 300 men.
啊，或者像士师记里面，基甸只带300个人去这个和这个米甸人交战。
Or David facing Goliath with just a sling and a stone.
或者呢，就像大卫和这个面对着哥利亚，他只用一个石头和一个弹弓。
God is the one who empowers.
神在这里面是赐给我们能力的。
God is the one who equips us.
神也是为我们装备的那一位。
And the battle is the Lord's.
我们打的这场仗是神的仗。
So what is this armor with which God equips us?
所以我们要所穿戴的这个军装是什么呢？
Well, there's six elements.
那么这里讲了六个部件。
And these would have been familiar to the Ephesians because they're the armor of a Roman soldier.
当时的以弗所说，以人应该比较熟悉，因为这些是这个当时罗马士兵所穿的这个军装。
And first, there's the belt.
第一点就是有这个带子，腰带。
And this would have been the first item that a soldier would put on.
那这是一个士兵第一个要穿上的。
It girded up his tunic.
因为他把他的外衣给竖起来。
Made him ready for action.
这样的话，他就可以准备打仗。
And Paul saying that for us as believers.
那么保罗讲到对我们信徒来说呢
？The first thing we must put on is the truth.
我们第一个要带上的就是这个真理的腰带。
Because we can't walk in righteousness.
因为我们不能在公义中行走。
We can't have faith.
我们也不能有信心。
And we can't proclaim the gospel.
我们也不能把福音传给大家。
If we don't first have the truth,
如果我们没有真理的话
right, so in this world of lies, we must gird our waist with truth.
所以在这个满怀谎言的世界里面呢，我们首先要做的就是要用真理束腰。
We must beware that one of Satan's favorite tactics is deception.
那么撒旦最喜欢用的这个战术就是欺骗。
And that in this spiritual war we're waging,
所以在这场属灵的战役里面。
It's not in the first place a battle over lands.
我们不是在为这个领地在征战。
But a battle for the truth.
而是一场真理的战役。
Listen to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
那么在哥林多后书十章里面。
For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh.
那我们征战的兵器呢，本不是属血气的。
But have divine power to destroy strongholds.
乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God.
我们将各样的计谋、各样阻拦人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了。
And take every thought captive to obey Christ.
又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
And we do that through the truth.
所以我们这么做呢，是因为我们通过真理来这样去做。
Right, so put on the belt of truth.
所以最重要的就是要系上真理的腰带。
And then second, put on the breastplate of righteousness.
那第二件呢，保罗就说要用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
And this, of course, is what protects a soldier's heart and vital organs.
那么这个护心镜呢，当然是保护一个士兵的这个心脏，还有周围重要的器官。
And so, in the same way, we are protected from the devil's assaults by standing firm in righteousness.
所以呢，同样的话呢，我们戴上它的话呢，我们在公义之中就可以站立得稳，我们也就可以不会被这个魔鬼的攻击来伤害。
Because once you compromise,
因为我们一旦妥协的话呢。
Like Judas giving into greed,
比如说这个犹大呢，就在这个贪婪面前妥协了。
Or like King David giving into his lust,
那么大卫王呢，在这个色欲面前就妥协了。
Satan's got you.
如果我们妥协的时候呢，其实魔鬼就得到了你。
So begins the downward slide into deeper and deeper sin.
所以我们就开始就像往下滑滑梯，我们就在罪里面越陷越深。
But when righteousness is your breastplate,
可是当这个公义是我们的护心镜的时候呢
？Nothing Satan does can harm you.
那么撒旦所做的任何事情都不能来伤害你。
Not threats.
不是他的威胁。
Not imprisonment.
也不是说我们被关在监狱里面。
Not even death itself.
甚至都不是死亡。
Because you have nothing to fear.
因为我们没有任何事情我们可以害怕的。
Nothing to hide.
我们也没有任何事情需要隐藏的。
He has nothing in you.
那么撒旦有没有任何的把柄在我们身上？
So put on righteousness as your breastplate.
所以第二点呢，我们要公义当作护心镜来遮胸。
Third, put on the shoes of readiness for the gospel of peace.
第三点，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And shoes were actually a very important thing militarily.
那么在军队里面，这个鞋是非常重要的。
Because without good footwear, an army couldn't march to where it needed to be.
没有这个一双好鞋子的话呢，这个军队也没有办法行军到他需要在的地方。
But in our case, the shoes don't represent marching to bring war.
那么在我们这个情况里面呢，这个鞋并不代表我们要行军去打仗。
But marching to bring a gospel of peace.
而是我们要行军，要把这个平安的福音带给人。
As Isaiah 52 verse 7 says.
那么就像以赛亚书52章7节里面说的。
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news.
那么那报佳音传平安。这人的脚登山何等佳美
！Who publishes peace？
报好信，传救恩。
Who brings good news of happiness？
对西安说，你的神作王了。
Who publishes salvation？
然后传救恩的。
Who says to Zion, Your God reigns？
对西安说，你的神作王了。
And you see, feet are usually dirty and ugly。
脚通常是又脏又不大好看的。
But when they bring good news like this,
但是呢，当我们用脚把这个好消息带给人的话呢
，How beautiful they are!
这个脚就变成美丽的脚。
And this reminds us not only that we should always be ready to share the gospel.
那么这也提醒我们，我们首先呢，我们要随时随地我们都应该来预备好和别人来分享福音。
And always ready to give a reason for the hope that's within us.
那我们要预备好呢，就是要给人带给盼望。
But also, we must be men and women of peace.
但是更重要的，首先呢，我们就是要首先我们要做一个带给人平安的人。
You see, we're in a battle.
我们在一场战争里面。
But it's not one we can win by quarreling.
但是这场战争呢，我们不可能用争吵来打赢。
Belittling.
贬低别人来打赢。
Or insulting.
我们也不可能通过侮辱人来打赢这场战争。
It's a war we win with kindness, patience, and love.
那我们该怎么来赢呢？我们要用这个良善、耐心和爱心来打赢这场战争。
Listen to Paul's words to Timothy.
那么我们来听一下保罗跟提摩太怎么说的。
Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies.
提摩太后书二章唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论，总要弃绝。
You know that they breed quarrels.
因为知道这事是起争竞的。
And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome.
然而主的仆人不可争竞。
But kind to everyone.
只要温温和和地待众人。
Able to teach.
善于教导。
Patiently enduring evil.
存心忍耐。
Correcting his opponents with gentleness.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人。
God may perhaps grant them repentance.
或者神给他们悔改的心。
Leading to a knowledge of the truth.
可以明白真道。
And they may come to their senses.
叫他们已经被魔鬼任意掳去的。
And escape from the snare of the devil.
可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
After being captured by him to do his will.
所以呢，被魔鬼掳去，同时呢，也可以让他脱离他的网罗。
So he's addressing spiritual warfare here.
保罗在这里当然是在讲属灵的征战。
And he's saying that when we're attacked by a pawn of Satan.
所以当他讲，当我们被这个撒旦的一个棋子被攻击的时候呢
，we must not be quarrelsome.
我们不能来争吵
but kind.
而我们要有爱心
patiently enduring evil.
我们要耐心地来忍受罪恶
because we must shod our feet with the preparation for the gospel of peace.
因为我们的脚呢要穿上这个赐人平安的这个福音的鞋。
Fourth, Paul says, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith.
那么第四点呢，保罗又讲到，在所有的境况里面，要拿着信德当作藤牌。
And just as a Roman soldier would use his shield to block an arrow,
那么罗马士兵用他的盾牌来这个抵挡这个弓箭。
Paul says that we use the shield of faith to extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one.
保罗讲到，我们用这个信心的盾牌呢，我们可以灭尽那恶者的一切火箭。
And Satan's arrows come in many forms.
这个魔鬼呢，他向我们做的可以有许多不同的情况。
There's accusations.
首先呢，他可以控告我们。
God would never forgive a sinner like you.
他可以控告我们说，神永远不可能这个像 forgive 像你这样的一个罪人。
You're a worthless failure.
你根本就不配一切的这个，你根本就是个失败者。
There's temptations.
当然，撒旦也可以诱惑我们。
Yeah, just do it this one time.
那他可以心里对我们说这个只要做一次就行了。
No one has to know.
没有人可以看到。
It'll make you feel so good.
你做完之后，你肯定会感觉很奇妙。
There's doubts.
那他也可以让我们怀疑。
You know, if God really loved you, He would never let this happen.
如果神真的爱你的话，他肯定不会让这件事情发生在你身上。
If Jesus was really coming back, He'd have been here already.
如果耶稣真的要回来的话，他早就回来了。
And then there's all manner of persecutions.
然后有更有许多不同的迫害、
trials,
试炼、苦难。
All these are darts from the evil one.
这些都是魔鬼刺向我们的这个火箭。
Aim to pierce us.
目的是为了刺穿我们
to frighten us,
让我们害怕
to discourage us,
让我们不再坚强
to cause us to veer off the proper path,
然后把我们从这个正路上拉走
and these darts are extinguished with the shield of faith.
可是呢这些火箭呢我们可以用信心的盾牌给抵挡
They're extinguished when we trust who God is.
我们单单来信仰望神
and we believe what God has said.
我们相信他说的话。
And by faith we take him at his word.
所以呢，我们每天的话呢，我们要有信心，带上这个装备。
And we trust God more than our feelings and circumstances.
那么我们不要来相信我们的感觉，而是呢，我们在这个我们要相信信靠我们的神。
And Paul says, take this shield up in all circumstances.
那保罗又说到，在任何的环境里面，我们要带上这个信德的藤牌。
Because these arrows will come from all directions and at any time.
因为这些弓箭和火箭呢在任何时间和任何方向都有可能向我们射来。
Fifth, Paul says to wear the helmet of salvation.
第五点，保罗讲到，我们要带上救恩的头盔。
And obviously, this is what goes on top and protects our head.
那这个头盔是我们戴在头上的，是保护我们的头的。
It's the most prominent thing.
这是最重要的。
And it protects the most important part of our bodies.
因为它保护我们生命中身上最重要的一个器官。
And for us as believers, the helmet is salvation itself.
我们信徒知道呢，这个头盔呢，就是指的这个救恩。
So we wear on our heads the reality that Christ has already won salvation for us.
所以我们戴上的这个事实就是呢基督呢已经赢了这场战争。
And in other words, that the war is already won.
也就是说这场战斗基督已经为我们赢了。
Every subsequent battle we face is like a residual skirmish.
那么我们后来打的战呢实际上就是一些零星的战斗。
Listen to what Paul says in Colossians chapter 2.
那么在哥罗西书里面第二章保罗这么说
And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了
God made alive together with Christ
神赦免了你们
Having forgiven us all our trespasses
赦免你们一切过犯便叫你们与基督一同活过来
By canceling the record of debt that stood against us
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们
With its legal demands,
有碍于我们的字句
This he set aside,
把它撤去
nailing it to the cross,
钉在十字架上
And through this, God disarmed the rulers and authorities,
即将一切执政的掌权的掳来
And put them to open shame,
明显给众人看
By triumphing over them in him,
就仗着十字架夸胜
Friends, our enemy has already been shamed,
所以我们 我们的敌人已经被击败了。
He has already been defeated.
啊，已经被基督击败了。
Satan has already been cast down from heaven, and he knows his time is short.
那么撒旦已经被从天上给降到人间，他也知道他的时间不多了。
And so there's nothing for us to fear when we know that the war has already been won.
所以当我们知道这场战斗已经打赢的时候，我们其实没有什么可以害怕的。
So let us wear this helmet of salvation proudly on our heads.
所以让我们骄傲地把这个救恩的头盔戴在我们头上。
And then six and finally, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
第六点就是最后一点，我们要拿着圣灵的宝剑，这宝剑就是神的道。
And this is the sole offensive weapon.
这是我们进攻的唯一的武器。
This is the one way that we can pierce and do damage to Satan and his forces.
我们用着它，我们可以刺透，我们也可以破坏撒旦和他的力量。
It's not by might.
不是我们的能力。
Not by wisdom.
不是我们的智慧。
But it's by the Spirit and by the Word of God.
而是通过神的话。
And so read the word.
所以我们需要来研究这个神的话。
Memorize the word.
记住它。
Proclaim the word to others.
我们也需要宣扬神的话。
Be like Jesus in his temptation.
比如说就像耶稣在他经历试探的时候。
When three times Satan comes to tempt him.
三次撒旦来到他面前要试探他。
And three times Jesus responds.
但是三次耶稣是这样回答。
It is written.
经上记着说。
It is written.
经上记着说
It is written.
经上记着说
So take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
所以我们要拿着圣灵的宝剑，这宝剑就是神的道。
And this is the armor we're to take up.
所以这些就是我们要穿上的神所赐的全副的军装。
These six things are how we can prepare to withstand the evil day.
这六个东西，六个部件呢，是我们必须要准备好，这样的话，我们才可以这个在邪恶的日子里面站立的稳。
And having done all to stand firm.
然后我们做完之后，我们就可以站立的稳。
And notice that these things are really not that different from what we must do in all the Christian life.
那我们也注意到呢，这些事情呢，实际上我们在基督徒的生活里面所有的方面和我们所做的并没有什么很大的不同。
It's not like there's the normal Christian life over here, and then spiritual warfare is a separate thing over there.
这并不是说这是一个这个普通的基督徒生活，另一边呢是一个我们在属灵的征战。
No, in all of it, we face the world, the flesh, and the devil.
实际上在所有的方面呢，我们同时是在面对着世界，然后这我们的肉体，还有就是魔鬼。
And all of it, we resist the same way.
在所有的时候呢，我们就是用同样的办法来抵挡。
We take up this armor.
所以我们带上这样的这个军装。
Which God has given us.
因为是神给我们的。
And we stand firm in the salvation won for us by Christ.
那我们在这个已经主耶稣给我们的救恩里面，我们一定要站立得稳。
And brothers and sisters, be assured that this is enough.
那么亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们心里一定要确信，基督我们所做的已经足够了。
Interestingly, in Acts chapter 19, we read that many in the Ephesian church had been previously involved in magic and sorcery.
那有意思的是呢，在这个《使徒行传》第十九章里面呢，我们也看到这个以弗所当时教会的情况，就是很多人呢，他是和这个行邪术还有魔法有关系。
They had some very expensive magic books.
因为他们那里有很多这个行邪术的人。
So they were deeply involved in the demonic.
所以当时他们和这些事情其实关系很深。
And yet even for them,
即使对他们来说
，This is enough.
基督对他们已经足够了。
We're in a spiritual war.
我们在一个属灵的征战里面。
We're in a war that we cannot win in our own strength.
那这个征战呢，我们不可能用我们自己的力量来战胜。
But it's a war for which God has provided armor.
但是这个征战呢，神已经为我们预备了他的军装。
And for which God gives us the victory.
而且他已经把胜利给了我们。
But finally,
最后
and practically speaking,
那么从应用方面来说呢
，What exactly does this look like?
那这个究竟看起来是什么样子呢
？How can we remain faithful in this fight?
我们在这场征战里面，我们如何会有信心呢
？And that brings us to a fourth and final point.
所以，我们今天来讲今天的第四点，也就是最后一点。
Which is be firm in prayer.
我们要祷告。
In preaching.
传讲福音。
And in doing the will of God.
我们要遵行神的旨意。
Look at how Paul concludes in verses 18 through 20.
我们看保罗怎么说，从十八节到二十节。
He says, "Pray at all times in the Spirit."
保罗讲到靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求
So be constantly asking God for wisdom.
所以我们要一直不断地我们向神来祈求他的智慧。
Asking God for strength.
祈求他的力量。
Asking God for spiritual protection.
祈求他在属灵方面对我们的保护。
Asking God for anything and everything you need to be faithful to Him.
那么祈求神赐给我们各样的这个力量，让我们可以对他有信心。
And don't just pray for yourself.
不要只为自己祈求。
But Paul says, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints.
因为保罗说到要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
So we're supposed to be like watchmen on a wall.
我们就像一个城墙里，城墙上面这个看守城池的人。
Ever alert.
我们一定要随时警醒。
Just like in a battle.
就像一个在战斗里面。
Ever watching over and watching out for one another.
所以我们一定要彼此互相警醒。
And then praying for each other.
彼此祷告。
You know, so instead of getting offended if someone's rude to you at church,
啊，比如说，如果啊，教会里面有人对你很粗鲁，你觉得你被冒犯了。
Go home and pray for them.
回家为他们祷告。
Watch out for them.
为他们警醒。
Pray that God would restore the joy of their salvation.
祷告神可以恢复他们救恩的喜乐。
Pray that they would be protected from the evil one.
祷告他们可以被这个在恶者中间被保护。
Pray that God would protect you from being tempted by the evil one through them.
啊，祷告他们啊，也可以啊，不叫他们遇见试探，救他们脱离凶恶。
And pray that you might instead show them the love of Christ.
也祷告你有这样的力量，把基督的爱显示给他们。
Notice also that Paul specifically asked prayer for himself.
我们也注意到保罗呢，很特别的让他们为自己祷告。
That words would be given to me,
也为我祈求,
and that I would open my mouth boldly to share the gospel.
使我可以得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And isn't it amazing that even the Apostle Paul,
所以我们这里看到很惊奇，即使这个使徒保罗,
who when I read Acts seems like about the boldest guy around,
因为我们读这个使徒行传的时候，他是里面最大胆的一个人,
that even he would ask prayer for boldness.
但是呢他呢也请求大家为他祷告，让他可以放胆。
And I think that goes to show that it wasn't his boldness.
所以这也告诉大家，这个不是保罗的这个胆量，
but the boldness God gave him.
而是神给他的胆量。
Right, this is a prayer God answered time and again for Paul.
所以这是其实也是神呢可以应允大家的祷告，为保罗的祷告。
And so we must be firm in prayer.
所以我们一定要在祷告中站立的稳。
And also in preaching.
而且呢，也包括传讲神的话语。
To be bold with the message like Paul was.
啊，盼望大家都像和保罗这样一样有胆量。
And though many of you may not be called to preach like I am doing here.
那当然，大家在座的不是每个人都像啊，我被呼召这样可以当牧师来讲道。
We're all called to proclaim the gospel in our workplaces.
但是我们每个人都被呼召，在我们工作的场所，我们要来宣传福音。
Among our families.
在我们的家庭里面。
With friends,
还有和我们和朋友们在一起的时候。
I mean, this is right at the heart of the mission God has given us.
那么，神给我们的这个使命，大使命就是这样。
This is in large measure the reason why Christ has not returned, and we're not just in heaven right now.
这也是为什么基督现在还没有来，我们现在还没有在天上。
There's a world that needs to hear the gospel.
因为这个世界需要听到福音。
So getting the gospel to the world is in large measure what spiritual warfare is all about.
所以啊，我们把福音宣传给世界，实际上主要就是这个属灵的征战最重要的一点。
Every time you open your mouth to speak about Christ,
每一次我们刚开我们的口，我们来谈论基督的时候呢
，It's like lobbing a grenade over enemy lines.
就像我们往这个敌人的前线扔一颗手榴弹似的。
So don't be surprised when it brings resistance.
所以我们不要奇怪，当我们讲福音的时候，有人来抵挡。
And persecution.
有人会来迫害我们。
There will be people who don't like you for it.
因为有些人我们讲的时候会不喜欢这样听到。
But we do it because we're in a spiritual war.
但是我们要这么做，因为我们是在一场属灵的征战里面。
And we do it for the glory of God through Christ.
我们这样做是因为我们要把荣耀归给我们的主耶稣基督。
So like Paul, pray that you would be bold to proclaim the gospel.
所以我们要像保罗一样，我们要祷告，我们有胆量来宣扬神的福音。
And then finally, I want to conclude by going back to where Paul started.
那么最后的话呢，让我们来看一看保罗是怎么开始的这一段。
In verse 10, he said, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might."
在第十节里面，保罗说：“你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。”
And it's important not to disconnect this from everything else he said from chapter 4 on.
这里很重要，就是从以弗所书第四章开始，他所做的其实就是有一个中心。
For 3 chapters, he's been telling us how to walk worthy of our call.
在前三章里面，他告诉我们，就是啊，我们如何要啊行事为人与我们所信的福音相称。
He's been describing the will of God for our lives.
那么他实际上在这个四五六这三章里面告诉我们，就是啊，神在我们的生活中，他对我们的意愿是什么。
And now he concludes all of that by saying essentially, be strong to do it.
所以当他总结这一切的话呢，他最后实际上就是在告诉我们要做这些事情的时候要刚强。
And so we have to remember that the Christian life will take great effort.
我们一定要记得，我们基督徒的生活，我们需要很大的努力。
That we will meet much resistance.
我们会面对很多的抵挡和拒绝。
It really is a war.
它确确实实是一场战斗。
So you have to expect difficulty.
所以我们一定要明白，我们也会遇到困难。
Expect hardship.
我们要遇到艰苦。
Expect pain.
我们也遇到痛苦。
And when it comes to you and doing the will of God,
所以当我们考虑到我们自己和我们来遵行神的旨意的时候呢，
It cannot be about convenience.
这件事情不可能是很方便。
About comfort.
也不可能很舒服。
Or about cost.
也不可能费用很低。
It has to be about Christ.
因为这件事情是关于基督。
And the fact that if He has died for you,
因为他为我们死了，
you must die for Him.
所以我们这个时候必须为他而死。
So how strong are we being in standing for the will of God?
所以当我们在遵行神的旨意的时候，我们有多刚强？
Or are we just easily blown off course?
还是我们很容易就被这个风给吹走了？
Also, you know, some of us will get blown off course by the strong gusts.
那么我们在座的有些人，我们被很强的风给吹走了。
It's the big trials of life that beset us.
啊，比如说我们生活中遇到了非常大的一个试炼。
But there's others of us that won't tend to get blown off by the strong gusts.
但是我们在座的也有一些人呢，不会没有被大风给吹走。
It's actually by the gentle breeze.
而是被很舒服的小风、微风。
Because we fall asleep.
因为当我们很舒服的时候，我们就睡着了。
And Satan is glad to have it either way.
那么撒旦无论啊哪方哪两方面，他都很高兴。
Sometimes he wants to terrify us with storms.
有时候他会用风浪来使我们害怕。
And sometimes he wants to pacify us with ease.
有时候他也会用假装的和平来让我们觉得很容易。
But either way, we must remember that we're in a spiritual battle.
但是无论如何，我们要记得我们是在一场属灵的征战里面。
That we're facing a foe we cannot beat.
我们面对的这个敌人，我们不可能去击败。
But Christ has already won the war.
但是基督已经赢了这场战争。
And God has given us the armor.
神给我们了全副的军装。
So put on the whole armor of God.
所以我们穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
And stand firm.
站立得稳。
So that you can withstand in the evil day.
所以在邪恶的日子我们可以站立。
And having done all.
我们做完这一切。
To stand firm.
站立得稳。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time to read and hear your word.
天父，我们感谢有这样的机会，我们来一起来读，我们来听到您的话语。
We thank you that you have given salvation to us.
我们也感谢你，你把这个救恩赐给了我们。
And that it is you who holds us fast.
啊，是你让我们能够啊站立。
God, we thank you that you have provided this armor for us.
我们也感谢神赐给我们这样全副的军装。
We pray that you would help us to be faithful to put it on.
也求您让我们有这样的信心意念，让我们来戴上它们。
Help us to resist every temptation.
来帮助我们能够抵挡一切的这个试探。
To stand firm in the midst of trial.
啊，在这个试炼里面，我们可以站立得稳。
To bring you the glory that you deserve.
我们把这个荣耀啊，您该得的荣耀带给您。
And to walk worthy of the calling with which we've been called.
啊，我们也行事为人，我们也配得我们的宣召蒙召。
In Jesus' name we pray.
啊，我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.